This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot, loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
That's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
For those listening on audio, I'm sitting here in my snazzy hotel apartment in Melbourne, Australia, where they have a very European culture. And yous have, what have you got?
Well, Shane, obviously, now that you're away, all your posts has been getting redirected to us. Mm. And legally, we can't open, but you've got letters, your personal
actual
private
post you've actual sent post in here
sent
to
Shane Daniel Byrne
studios here.
But legally, are we allowed to open them without your permission? You need to give us permission.
Are they addressed? They literally say Shane Daniel Byrne on them.
They do.
One says Shane Daniel Byrne, and the other one says Shane Daniel Byrne. So yeah, okay. And then the stamp is Daniel O'Donnell. So there's a lot of Daniel going on here.
Is there Daniel O'Donnell somewhere?
Daniel O'Donnell's on the stamp, isn't that
on
Daniel
one
O'Donnell?
Of them?
Let me see it.
Hold it up there.
This is Daniel O'Donnell.
On the stamp.
Oh, I can't see him. Okay.
Okay.
Is there hard things in that big envelope?
Daniel O'Donnell or Daniel O'Connell?
Daniel O'Connell. Come on.
From O'Donnell Street? Of O'Donnell Street fame?
Can I open this one? Because it has a Christmas stamp.
No, just which envelope has hard things in it?
This Squeeze looks like it. It's got hard stuff in it.
This has hard stuff in it too.
Okay, I think Tony's is more of a parcel. So, okay, I'll explain. So, a number of weeks ago, I was gigging in Cork, and there's a guy who makes, called Damien Mully, and he makes lovely stickers that I put on my Instagram. People were mad about them. Not that, okay. Killian. Don't open that.
Don't open that. He's fucking livid.
No, this is the
maybe
sticker.
It's just, maybe he sent
that might
just
be the stickers.
Two.
These are the hard things.
Okay, the hard thing. So, many months ago on our podcast, I talked about that there was a tapestry where Gay Spar is now, there used to be a tapestry. And do you remember what was on the tap? It was a rug shop, and one was a standing up tapestry in a frame, like a picture. Do you remember what was that?
Was it a hardware store?
A lot of bullshit.
A tapestry? No, I don't know.
Okay, neither of you remember. Okay, well, it was of our first lady president, Mary Robinson.
Oh, yes.
So, up Mary.
Tony, let's pretend it's a game show. Open that envelope.
I'm praying for you, Shane. It's like Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal. Yeah.
I'm praying for you.
Okay. Here, we should put it near the mic so they get a bit of ruffle. Oh, it dropped out.
Something dropped out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's buttons.
So Tony is.
Oh, no, my God. Oh, my God. It's actually a Daniel O'Donnell button.
What the fuck?
What?
It's a Daniel O'Donnell button.
Button.
How the hell did I?
That's insane.
Do I have the gift?
Okay, we have.
What the fuck?
Mary Robinson keyring.
Okay.
Mary Robinson keyring.
Did he send extra stuff? Oh my God. Damien Mully, too nice. So he sent
Mary Robinson
keyring.
I can't believe three
Mary Robinson keyrings.
Yeah, one each.
Stickers that say, fuck you, pay me, that are kind of shiny.
Yeah, nice.
Which is great. Four Daniel O'Donnell pins.
And that's legal tender.
Which is insane. I'm going to hold it up.
One for Hillary.
You can go into those. You can go into shops and pay for stuff with those.
We've got a picture of Michael D at a
rock concert.
At a rock
Rolling
concert.
Stones rock concert.
It looks
in
like a Premier League.
Yeah, it's a shiny.
We've got
Marty Whelan
as a kind of glittery thing.
Sexy Marty.
As a glittery sticker. We've got a lovely Palestine heart.
Nice. Yep. Solidarity.
And Padam as a sticker here.
This guy Damien, because
that's
I said
package.
To him,
go on.
After I left the gig, he sent me a picture of those three Mary Robinsons because I told him that you didn't know about Mary Robinson. And then he said, I'll send them to you. And I said, well, let me buy them. And he's like, no, I don't sell them because he doesn't own the copyrights because I don't want to sell them. So,
and where is he from? Would he be Irish based? Or is he an Irish person? Or
he's Cork based. Yeah, he's Cork based. So I have Dolly Parton on the back of my phone.
Oh, there she is, Dolly.
Yeah.
Dolly. Wait, so we have envelope number one.
I don't know what's in the other one. I'd open this.
Let's just see.
Okay.
Imagine it was actually something quite personal about me and like
adoption papers.
Shane, the results aren't. Okay. I don't want to even make a joke about that. So it's a Christmas stamp.
Just open it. I'm nervous.
Okay.
God, you can hear the tension for the listeners.
It is stickers.
Cubes.
And they say, be queer, do crime. They all say, cool. Be queer, do crime.
And they've got the whole LGBT.
And then it's some Palestine as well.
Some Palestine stickers.
Palestine stickers.
So it must be just more Damien.
And then it says, be queer, do crime.
That's great.
That's great. Is that true? Because that's what the writer's saying, that the queers are doing crime. Is that true?
Yep, it is. Well, crime's against God and crime's against nature.
And as an ally, can I have this, can I put this on my phone? Is that okay? And Hillary as well, as an ally?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
Is that okay? Okay, good.
They're
good.
For you. They're for us all.
I was thinking, what you think of this as a bit, right? I was thinking of getting an LGBTQ plus the whole spectrum flag printed, but in kind of monochrome, so it's black and white, mm-hmm. and doing a bit around Pride, being like, look, I'm an ally, you know, I even have this flag, and then I hold it out and it's all monochrome, and then I'd be like, that's the last time I shop in Ally Express.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's what you want, isn't it? Audience is going, okay.
that's exactly what you want when an audience goes,
Can I
okay.
read out some internet mail we got?
Please.
Oh yeah, okay, geez, this is a fun bonus.
Anyway, I'll get on to this correspondence we've received from Sive. And Sive reached out on Instagram at YHGpod, and you can let us know if you have any comments, questions, queries, or even nudes you want to share with us. You can get us over there on Instagram. excuse me. Please don't send disappearing pictures, because only one of us will see them. So please, if you're sending your tits and dicks,
screenshotting,
make sure to leave them in the chat.
You can stop Killian, screenshotting the child abuse thing.
The child
We have got it enough times where it's like, I understand that when you see it, maybe it's the first time you've seen it, but
we should say that on main. We should say that on main.
We get sent that now like we'll every day, main, and it's just like, I just don't want to be reminded about that every day now, because the fun of it is gone, and now it's...
We know, I feel bad. You know,
I feel bad.
Makes me think of, go on. Anyway, the correspondence.
It's in from Sive, and Sive, she says, hey, young hot guys. She's Irish and been living in London for a few years, and today she was in a sauna. Excuse me, Sive. And some English man started chatting to her and told her that she was just back from a funeral in Ireland. She, of course, told him repeatedly that we do deal with death really well in Ireland. We really do death brilliantly in Ireland. Anyway, she did that, and she just wanted to let us know because she thought we would be proud of her. And Sive, we are. We are.
We are.
It's good for reminding... The English especially, because Jesus, when they do their funerals really slowly and they don't deal with death at all.
They don't deal with it. That's a deep chat now for a sauna. that's a real DMC.
My brother has an Australia sauna story. The brother that you're going to be giving free tickets to, Shane, because you said
Shane's not confirmed that.
Shane's, I have it recorded on the podcast. You're giving him free tickets in to your shows in Sydney.
He said he didn't want it though before the record.
Well, look.
Whatever.
You agreed to things that you don't want to do.
That's his sauna story. I love a sauna
story. So he's
story.
In a sauna, and then this bloody sauna he goes to every week. He says it's an unbelievable sauna. It's really, really good. But there's this guy, this far-right loony, who keeps coming into the sauna and sparking a debate with my brother. Everyone else gives him a wall of silence. But my brother is like, you know, he gives him a bit of chat, and he's like, ah, no, I wouldn't really believe in that. And he's like, ah, oh, mate, it's fucking weird, all that woke bullshit. It's fucking crazy what they're doing to kids, all this kind of shit. And Niels is like chatting to him, and he said he went to the sauna one week, and like the guy was getting people really upset. Some people stormed out of the sauna, but Niels is like, he said he had to go back. Like, it was unbelievable. It was so hot. It was great. He goes back. The guy walks in and like walks in, looks at Niels and goes, ah, mate, what the fuck? We're doing this again, are we? And he's like, fucking goes at him again. They have like
round big, two,
like round two, you fucking weirdo. Anyway, what do you think about immigrants? And Niels is just like, oh, fuck's sake. Oh, he goes,
Niels
up
is
to,
an immigrant.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He is an immigrant.
But even more
what,
the European.
What do you think about yourself? He complained to them. He was like, guys, you got to get... There's this fucking weirdo who's just going in there spouting far-right stuff in the sauna.
I'm sure there's a please don't spout far-right shit in the sauna sign.
Don't make me tap the sign.
Yeah, don't make me tap the sign. It's a big fucking loudmouth.
with a fucking lots of the saunas Australian now do. Behind them. The session is called Silent Sauna. Mm. So you can't be chatting. It's a silent sauna session.
Mm.
Oh, isn't do it, I like that? I don't know.
I don't know. I wish, though, we could just, I don't know what it is. I'd love to just be able to tell people to shut the fuck up. I don't have the confidence yet. I think I'm getting there. Like, I got a taxi into Vicar Street, and the guy, and I was really nervous, so I'm heading into Vicar Street, and he's like, any plans for the weekend? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see my dad. He's down in Kilkenny. You know, he spends most of the time down there, and he's like, yeah, I got a place down there in Meath, you know, but I should tell you, saw an unmarked car outside my gaff, so got onto the phone to the guards, and I'm like, is that one of yours? And they were like, no. And I said, well, I tell you what, I know exactly who that is, because there's 30,000 Russian militants that are living, and I'm just like,
what?
Like living in the area. And I say, if I see any one of them outside McGaff again, I'll rock them and sock them. Do you know what that means? That means load a rifle and fire it. And I just want to be like, shut the fuck up, you fucking liar.
Not
you
true.
What if you said shut the fuck up and he did bastard. Load up a shotgun and shoot you with it?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be worth it. It'd be worth it to have his just, you know.
To be dead.
To be dead. Just people, just shut the fuck. You're a liar. Just be like, I don't think that's true. I think you're a liar.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
That teacher did to you when you were talking about the wedding.
Oh, my God.
See, it does take people down a notch.
It does. I don't think that's true. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I think the thing you're saying is absolute shite, and I don't really want to get into it any further. I don't want you to convince me otherwise. But I'm out.
Yeah.
I have another mail. Reading. I don't know. I'm all over the mail today. I don't know. I'm all over
and you
it.
Have a pencil.
Yeah.
I know. I love my pencil. It's the one I had at the work in progress gig that I paired myself with a pen, a knife.
Wow, what a badass.
Anyway, remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about the caramel bunny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, Orla has reached out.
Thank you, Orla.
And Orla says, Orla reached out by email. Don't forget you can get us there. yhg@headstuff.org if you want to get us on the emails. Or joe@rte.ie. That's Liveline. Sorry, I get
force the habit. Force the habit.
Anyway, she was listening to the episode a while ago where we were talking that, and she said, do the guys know that the voice for the sexy Cadbury's caramel bunny was Miriam Margolyes?
What?
What?
Oh my God.
Reportedly, Margolyes talks about it in her autobiography. So there you go.
Holy shit.
She is now.
She's so much hotter now.
What? What do you. Miriam Margolyes, and then who's the other one? Fran Lebowitz. You know those two? They're all over my For You. They're both the two most entertaining. Like small, I think both lesbians. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's solid.
Miriam Margolyes is the lesbian.
Yeah, I think Fran Lebowitz also. Maybe I'm wrong.
I would think she is. Yeah,
I think so. And they are just so fucking entertaining. They just have opinions on everything, and it's not like a vacuous opinion, like like you see on radio sometimes, where it's like, something happened, where's your opinion on it? Like, do you wash your legs or whatever? These kind of like things where you just have to make up your mind and you go, I'm actually a bit more of this or I'm a bit more of that. They have opinions about things that you haven't thought about before. And it's wonderful.
I love it.
It's people.
They have an energy that like they have a kind of, well, Miriam Margolyes has this kind of energy that she's almost like in a duvet. Like this isn't even the real world. She's like just peering out from, behind like a duvet veil.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm in bed and I'm comfy here and I don't give a fuck. So I'm just going to tell you this
shit. She really doesn't give a fuck.
It's not like abrasive. It's not in your face. It's just like, I couldn't give a fuck what you think.
There's a great bit where she was recently, she was just like, all the people who are Harry Potter fans still in their 30s. That's enough now. That's enough. It's a book and it was fine and it's good, but it's a children's book. Mm. It's for children. You're not a child, you're an adult. No, that's enough, okay? You see people getting married, weddings, and it's Harry Potter things. It's enough, okay? Stop it.
What house do you think
she's right?
No, Tony, we don't want Miriam Margolyes. She's going to, if we do the house thing, she is right. But like, you can enjoy it. But like, I wouldn't be telling anyone.
I think Shane would be Gryffindor. And I'd be Slytherin.
Probably because I'm so valiant.
You're quite valiant, yeah.
I'd be Hufflepuff.
I'm really distracted. I can't relax because I was doing that joke a few minutes ago about like, send us nudes. Like, please don't do that. Like,
oh yeah, no, just, don't do that. Yeah,
like, just in case. Don't do that. Thank you.
No, thank you.
I was worried about
definitely,
that.
Definitely. Yeah, don't. Unless it's a funny, like, unless it's a hippopotamus pooping. That's a form of nudity, and I find that funny.
I don't know if we want animal nudes as well.
No, don't.
A lot of the animals are nude. You can look at them nude anytime you like.
Send us the sickest shit from your WhatsApp, lads.
No, don't. Please don't.
Send us. We've got a fucking video here.
Don't.
Of a beheading in from Donald. Thanks very much, Donald.
Please don't. Please. We have, I guess, something to talk about, something that we need to address, something that is kind of tearing us apart at the minute. Shane betrayed the Young Hot Guys, and he's gone and he's joined Mike and Vittorio's Guide to Parenting, an excellent podcast. But now, I mean, the divorce proceedings are in place. Shane has, I mean, he's gone over and talked to these two cool comedians. And
you can just get your lawyer.
UK-based.
You know,
UK-based.
Get your lawyer just to get back to us. I hate, Shane, why do we have to do this? We were together so well. What, can you just get your lawyer to get back to our fucking lawyer, for God's sake?
This is a joke.
This is, you know, we used to communicate, we used to make love.
I'm getting custody of Tony.
Why am I the baby?
I think I'm the baby, actually.
I'd like to be the baby.
You are the baby. Okay, I understand. You know, I went on another podcast of Irish comedians who just chat shit. I will say you both also have other podcasts that you actually own.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, all right.
That's fair.
What will I do? I want a little sideline. What will I do?
Well, you got it there with your new hot guys. Yeah, interview series. Yeah.
Will I do one of them?
What kind of Irish food could you be? Maybe spice bags you could be eating for this one?
The boys have already got that.
I didn't know. Everyone's been joking about this. The lads reviewing spice boxes or spice bags. God, I'm turning into my father. Spice box. I didn't know how many there were. But that guy, what's his name? Conor Ryan. He's kind of the king of them. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because I interviewed him on my RT Player show, which is still available to stream if you feel like it. It's called
Chicken Shop Dates.
Love Bites. And it's still streaming now. Oops. But then I saw him talk on Instagram the other day, and he went through everyone he likes, and he went through all lads who are also doing that. And I was like, oh, this is a... I didn't realize it was like epidemic proportions.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes me sad. I had no idea. It used to be at the top of my algorithm now, but I just can't take the stodge now. I just can't, you know. I was desperate to find one of those. They had that thing, the chicken wrapo, which is like a 7-in-1 wrapped up in a spring roll.
What do you have in a 7-in-1? What's in there?
I mean, I think it's, you got your chips, you got your curry, you got your rice, you've got curry, chicken balls, you've got noodles, spicy chili chicken, and...
That's six.
I mean, maybe a bit of veg, I don't know.
Maybe a bit of veg. Maybe a bit of veg. Maybe, that's good, at least you're getting some veg in there.
Yeah, you're getting veg in there, thank God.
Does the wrap count as one?
Probably carrot and onion, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Your stomach would never recover.
Not anymore.
It's like pouring lava directly into your stomach.
Would not recover. I mean, it's not even the booze anymore. It's the food.
I mean, yeah, it's funny, the whole kind of like reviewing thing. But I'm not one to kind of like what people do, and especially it's a lot of young people, and like maybe that's just like what they find fun, and it's not hurting when it's not hurting anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a big problem with things.
Do you remember I was telling you about how Sonny was asking about death quite a lot?
Yeah.
And we had to talk to him. And I thank you very much to everyone who reached out with various recommendations on how to talk to a child about death and books and things like that. Parents, yeah, they were very sweet. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting, though. I've realized, like, me and Terry had this idea that we're not going to lie. You know, we're not going to lie to our children. You know, we're going to try and treat them like adults and explain kind of high concept things. And then Easter comes around, and we start scoffing his fucking eggs with it while him like fast asleep and like going to fucking town on these eggs. And then he gets up the next morning and we are gaslighting this boy. We are gaslighting this boy to believe that there was never an egg.
Honesty is so important.
That the egg that he thought he had is actually much smaller. And I'm like, no, you remember it to be bigger. And we're just lying to his face.
Can you lie to kids? Do you do that?
Yeah, we're lying to his face. Terry's been leading the charge with eating the chocolate at night, you know?
She's a real chocolate minx.
She's a chocolate minx. That's always what I've called her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Shane?
Well, yeah, you look like you're about to say something.
No, I'm yawning now. I'm just gone tired.
It's
10 p.m. You're allowed to lie to him, though. I think you can just lie.
For the listeners who don't know, We are beaming in to Australia, okay, all right. Where Shane is at the moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Killian. Thank you so much. I feel like I'm on this repetitive joke machine. I must always be doing little jokes. Do more jokes. What are the ones? We haven't talked about cocks. Oh, do you know what I heard about today? Actually, speaking of cocks, there is someone here.
You mentioned cocks. You brought up cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I usually don't want us to talk about cocks, but I do want to on this occasion.
Okay.
There's someone here who got married to a Jewish woman. He converted and got a circumcision as an adult man.
Way! Wow. So hang on, hang on. As an adult man, that means that the moil, the guy who does the bris, he would have had to have a bris ceremony, presumably. People coming over to the house, celebrating, and he gets his foreskin chopped in the company of his friends and family.
That's so interesting.
I mean, it's fucking mad. With the greatest respect.
I would think that he did it in a medical, clinical setting, I would think.
I think it has to be conducted by a moil. So maybe there's like what's a cock doctor? Cocter? Helicopter? So maybe there's some sort of medical moil. But, and you know, sometimes they give it a little.
They do, yeah. It's mad.
On the nib, you know.
I would do. I don't know if you've ever heard this expression, but I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
And Meatloaf, what was the vat that you were referring to in the song?
This.
I saw Meatloaf when I was young. I went to see Meatloaf with my friend Zach and his dad. And it was so funny. He was really a great performer, Meatloaf. Saw him in The Point. And it was just incredible. He had a whole show. It had loads of people on stage. Incredible voice. I'd never heard any of his songs or anything before. I was like, I didn't really know. I'd heard Bat of the Hell in a Snickers ad or something once, but that was it. And he was just so funny. And he got a pint of Guinness at one stage. And he was really, he did it so well. He just went... took a sip and he was sitting on a chair drinking a pint of Guinness and he was like, you know, I know people say this all the time, but, and then he takes a sip and he goes, Dublin, really, it's my favorite place to come to.
Well,
and we all know he does that every single night, but somehow the way he does it and the fact that he's even doing it, it just somehow made it so good.
Well, as a hardcore Meatloaf fan, which I am, I actually know that he does love Dublin because Dublin was one of the only places that he could sell out. He lost his voice for a while and then he wasn't able to make any more records. And then he got his voice back, but no one would sign him again. And then eventually he collaborated with Jim Steinman again and then did I Will Do Anything For Love, But I Won't Do That for Bat Out of Hell 2, Bat what? Into Hell. But he was playing, he played fibbers and he used to play all around what? Ireland. And he would
didn't he do rural pub tour basically?
He did rural pub tours. What? He loves Ireland and he loves Dublin and he was also just so unfit and he would have it an oxygen tank waiting for him when he got off stage to get us. He gave everything. So I would believe it.
Well, I believe anything for love.
He did the ballroom circuit in 1990.
Mm. Oh, wow. What a comeback. Mm. He was doing The Point and it was sold out. Well, actually, I have no idea if it was sold out. I was a little kid, but I mean, it felt like there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I have a little clip here. This just made me laugh. This is nice. You know, you make this podcast and you send it out into the world. You don't really know what's going on. This is from Keelan. This is from her brother, Nisha, retro Irish gamer, I think, on Instagram. Very funny man.
Nice.
And Keelan goes out with Dylan, who's in the sleaze, which is the T-shirt that Shane is wearing at the moment. None of this really makes any sense or means anything. But she sent me this clip. This is a voice message from Nisha of him after listening to the podcast, okay?
Keelan, I'm just listening to the new episode of Young Hot Guys. And they're talking, you know, when you used to have a party at the Fun Factory or the Leisureplex or something. one of the, when you used to have a party, like a kid's party, and all the kids would have like chicken nuggets and chips and stuff. And I got a Coke. And you'd, and he was saying, you'd have ketchup and you just...
He doesn't say anything. If you're waiting for him to say something, he doesn't say anything. That's brilliant. Laughs. He can't say anything. Oh, that was Nisha, very, very nice.
I really enjoyed that. Do you know what I'd like? I'd love someone to do a little animation of someone trying to record that voice note. Is there some kind of AI that really will do that? Good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was great.
I love that. Yeah, he's trying to make a point, but he's unable to.
It is so nice because people do say, oh, I love the podcast, whatever. You're like, oh, thank you so much. But actually then it is nice hearing people that they do genuinely laugh at it. Like, and hearing them laugh live, that's pretty cool because we don't get that because this isn't live. It's a pre-recorded event. That's what podcasting is.
Well, we got to get on tour then.
We will. Look, send us messages where you're listening from and we're going to organize. We're going to do some sort of a tour.
Yeah. And you know what? If you can just get 60 people in a room, I reckon we might go.
Yeah. If you can get, do you know 60 people? Then we will be coming
and
directly
they have to pay 50 response. Euro each.
Yeah, we will have to bump up the ticket price, of course, to make it worth our while. But we will still go 100%. We would love to. Well, Shane, what time is it there now?
It's gone late now, sure. It's 21 minutes. Oh my God, exactly 1 hour after you asked me last time. It's 21 minutes past 10.
Wow. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now in your hotel room? And be nice.
No, behave.
Yeah.
I'm going to FaceTime Raymond, but now I feel like, because you said behave, it sounds like we're going to have like some kind of cyber sex, but we're not because...
Just tell him to prop up the laptop and just get out of shot so you can see that gorgeous couch.
Let me see my couch. Let me see my wall I decorated. Yeah, nice.
Get your big handsome fucking head out of the way. Your big head.
Oh, he's a great head.
Great head.
Well, remember, Tony, that's a feat. That's a factor for me, a big head.
Yes,
he loves a big head that Shane does.
Shane, we'll have to do this again.
I know, I'm sad. I'm enjoyed your company and now it must end.
I like that the mains are all like we pre-recorded, obviously we stacked them before we went to Australia.
We may have to do one.
But the bonus, the Young Hot Peeps. This is real. We are like actually beaming in to Australia where Shane is right now. And it's like, it's real. We're real with you guys.
It's real. Shane, best of luck. Break all of your legs. Break your gorgeous fucking calves.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. And I'm looking forward to being in a real room and not having to... I will thank you both because we're beaming in from Australia that I'm away. So we're making us do double up recording in advance. And now we're having to do it over the internet. So I thank you both for your patience and your leniency around it. Because I can't wait to get back to just normal life and doing one a week and having a nice time.
I was looking forward to this. Isn't it great that we're now in the stage where we do look forward to it? I mean, obviously it's not going to last forever. I mean, Shane did point out before, you know, that we probably will fall out at some point.
Absolutely,
But it's great that right now we're getting on so well.
I was talking to Grode and he was like, do you still like them? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, that'll change.
Yeah, but come
shots fired, Neve Kavanagh. So, okay. Shane, thanks very much. I love you.
Thanks so much.
Love you, love guys. You. Bye.
Bye.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot, loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh, my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.